Peter Zeihan is vice president of strategic analysis at Stratfor, a global intelligence company in Austin, Texas. Peter, is this just a power play between the in-leaders and the out-leaders of Kyrgyzstan?
Well, it may have started that way, but it's certainly boiling into something much more serious. The first thing you need to understand when you're thinking about anything in the Fergana Valley is remember that all of these lines on the map, all of these national borders, they were all just constructs of the early Soviet period. Stalin literally went in with a pen and personally drew these barriers to make sure that should these states ever become independent, that they would be at each other's throats instantly. Kyrgyzstan itself is a bit of a political fiction. It did not exist 50 years ago, much less 100 years ago, or in the time before the Soviet Union.
Are you saying that there were no ethnic Kyrgyz people before that?
They certainly didn't identify themselves as such. The political geography of this region is extraordinarily fluid in the pre-Soviet times, and when the Soviets came in, they forced people to basically choose a nationality, even if they didn't know what that was. And so the Kyrgyz were a direct result of Soviet political manipulation. And it wasn't really until the post-Cold War period that those identities started to gel into anything. So Kyrgyzstan, by any definition, is a new state. And by most definitions, it's not even a state. It doesn't have any core territory like northern France or northern Germany. It doesn't have any natural economic hubs. Each city is on a small patch of flat land that is completely disconnected from any other major city. They all have closer economic security and political links to people outside of Kyrgyzstan than within. And so the assessment that Bakiyev is behind some of this, I certainly buy that. But bear in mind that Bakiyev came to power in an extra-constitutional popular uprising and was ousted from power in an extra-constitutional popular uprising,
right,
both of which were largely managed by foreign powers.
Right. So let me ask you a basic question, Peter. If you put an Uzbek and a Kyrgyz in a room, can you tell the difference between them? I mean, to what extent can they understand each other's language, or do they have different clothes and customs?
There are differences between them. I don't mean to suggest that Kyrgyz are a complete invention, but they do not have a very long history. And traditionally, the two of them have been quite integrated in historical periods. And it's only with the oncoming of the Soviet period and urbanization that they've started to kind of split into these two different groups, which was something that Stalin was definitely had on his mind when he was drawing those lines.
Now, Uzbekistan is the regional superpower in Central Asia and no friend of Moscow, and the government in Bishkek and Kyrgyzstan is pro-Russian. How does that work into explaining this unrest?
In the current context, the United States had originally sponsored a color revolution in Kyrgyzstan. That's how Bakiyev came to power. Bakiyev was seen as too close to the Americans, and so the Russians had him ousted just in April. The Uzbeks saw that most recent revolution as a direct preparation for a Soviet attempt to take over Uzbekistan. And when the Kyrgyz started asking the Russians to come in providing peacekeeping troops, the Uzbeks saw that as confirmation. And so the Uzbeks started surging troops to the borders in an attempt to convince the Russians that should they do that, they would be facing war.
You're saying Uzbekistan has been mobilizing troops all spring?
Absolutely. There's actually several thousand in the border zones right now.
Could there be some confrontation looming between Russia and Uzbekistan?
Certainly. The Uzbeks think of Kyrgyzstan as a non-entity, and they see especially the highlands of the Fergana Valley region, the area that the water comes from, as their territory and territory that they have to control. The Russians want to retain an independent Kyrgyzstan as a lever against the other major powers in the area, whether it be China or Uzbekistan. But it's not clear that the Russians are willing to fight over that just yet.
Peter Zeihan, Vice President of Strategic Analysis at Stratfor, a global intelligence company in Austin, Texas. Very interesting stuff. Thank you for your explanation.
My pleasure.